Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
And welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. I just want to take a moment and let's focus on the Lord. And there's a lot of stress out there, a lot of questions. And Lord, we just give you those questions and that stress. And we just ask, Lord, that you help us to calm ourselves, to reveal yourself to each one of us and meet our needs, whatever they are. Lord, we often have questions that you aren't ready to answer yet. And Lord, if that's the case, we just give you those questions. And sometimes silence is an answer, and we accept that. And we aren't going to let that distract us from waiting on you in other areas. Lord, we know you are perfectly sovereign, that nothing happens in our life without you intentionally doing it. You have no enemies that are greater than you. You've created all things and are therefore in control of all things. And that includes our will, our emotions, our mind. Lord, you want us to relax in you, to let you be the God. And trust that you are leading and guiding us, whether we know it or not. And Lord, more importantly, pour out your love, your hope, your expectation, even if we don't understand why. Lord, it's your goodness that draws us. And yet, Lord, you've made us emotional beings and curious and wanting to fix things. Lord, you've given us some of your attributes. So we recognize that there's nothing wrong with the stress and confusion we may be feeling. So we aren't going to be distracted by that either. Instead, Lord, we're just going to let you bring us whatever you want us to have. Reveal your heart, your direction, yourself in whatever way you choose. Bind up the brokenhearted now, Lord. But also reveal your truth in those situations and circumstances in which it's being hidden. Lord, we take authority, we exercise authority over all strongholds, even in the process of falling, that you will fall more quickly. That all those things that have been meant to destroy will instead be used to bring forth fruit. Lord, that your heart, your love will be expressed in this nation, in other nations in around the globe. Lord, that your very presence, your peace that passes our understanding will even suffocate your enemies, that battles will even cease because your presence is expressed into that battle. Lord, we send your love, and we carry your love, and your peace, and your rest, and your confidence, and your joy into those dangerous and escalating situations. Lord, that your wisdom and your peace would prevail. Lord, let again your truth be made clear. So, Lord, this coming week, remind us whenever you need us to turn to you. Tap us on the shoulder when you're trying to get our attention, that we would remain focused on you. And even in the coming months, Lord, develop a habit in us to be sensitive to your knocking, that our awareness would be increasingly sharp to pay attention when you're trying to get our attention for whatever reason. Lord, that we would develop that immediate turning and waiting. Lord, what is it? What's on your heart? What do you have to say? Lord, we want to make the most out of every moment while we're here on this earth. And we sense that what you're doing is going to involve the four corners of the earth. And you're going to do it. You don't need our help. We don't need to be stressed or pressured, but we want to be involved. We don't want to miss the opportunity of being involved in whatever you're doing. So, Lord, do whatever it is that needs to be done in us so that we don't miss a thing. Again, enlightened self-interest, we don't want to miss opportunities that come our way because we don't want to miss you. We're all here now because you asked us to be here on this earth for this time, and we said yes. So open our eyes, open our ears, and draw us into the situation that you have created for each one of us. And we thank you ahead of time. And Lord, we take authority over the strongholds in our own lives, that you would reveal the attacks and the sources of those attacks and teach us how to take authority to remove them, to remove the source, so that things that have been plaguing us our whole lives can be taken care of once and for all. Lord, we ask for your freedom, the freedom that comes from being more and more dependent on you, bringing our soul closer and closer into alignment with Spirit. And again, we thank you ahead of time for what you have planned. So welcome to Rainer's Radio. And I just want to take a minute to discuss the election that just happened this week, and just a quick response. A lot of people wonder why I didn't make any specific comments about it. And really what elections come down to are individual votes. You going out and voting and me going out and voting and everybody individually going out and voting. And yes, there was a lot going on and is going on and will be going on. But hopefully for those of you who have been with me so long in this ministry know how to hear from God for yourself. And it comes down to you making your decision depending on God, not on me, not on anybody else, hopefully. And hopefully you've learned how to do that. So I didn't want to be distracted, and I didn't want to add in getting into any discussions or distractions and interject even my teachings into what the Lord wanted to do in your life. And even now, if you wanted to go back, Lord, did I vote the way you wanted me to? Is what happened your, what you had intended, and why? Talk to him about any concerns you might have. But I want to let you know that's why I didn't want to bring it up as a specific issue, because you already know what you need to do. You already know you need to go to the Lord and find out how to vote. I wasn't at all concerned about trying to influence anybody, because I know God does what he wants to do. So you were free to do whatever God told you to do, just as I was. So, and I had confidence that you would. So that's why I didn't spend any time on the elections, and probably, hopefully, that kept us from becoming too distracted. Again, our goal here, our focus here, is on our relationship with God. He knows what he's doing, and I have great confidence that he knows what he's doing. And to tell you the truth, I'm excited about what he's going to be doing. It's not always going to be a smooth ride. In fact, usually when there's work going on, it's messy. And very often you don't see the results until the very end. So let's be patient with him, patient with ourselves, patient with our country and the world, and see what he's going to do. Feel free to continue to drop me a line, either through Blog Talk Radio or through the website, or direct Diane@therainersclub.org. But that's pretty much what we're going to go by, is did you do what the Lord told you to do? Are you confident you're hearing clearly? That's where we're going to have a discussion, not about who to vote for. Did God's will get done? Of course it did. Oh, and was that a bad thing or a good thing? Well, of course, it's both. It's neither. It's God. He created both good and evil. So let's move forward each day. And I hope that's encouraging. So let's stay focused on what we're here for. So we're starting into a new pathway. We're going to start talking about knowing him and getting into some practical reminders, and hopefully enhancing and encouraging the relationship you already have with him. And when we start talking about knowing God, we are talking about two different aspects: us knowing him and him knowing us. We had last talked about knowing God as a process. And hopefully where you are today, where all of us are today, we know him objectively. We have more confidence in knowing him objectively today than we did a year ago, or 5 years ago, or 10 years ago. And I'm even wondering if he's going to escalate that so that his his revealing of himself is going to increase at a rate where we will be astounded at how much more of him there is for us to know. We don't need to have set expectations about what that's going to be like. We can trust him that he will have us ready, and he will make himself known, obviously. Remember, there are two voices that speak to the sheep, the voice of the butcher and the voice of the shepherd. If the voice you're hearing is harsh and judgmental and angry and severe, it's probably not the Lord. Now, the Lord can be urgent and strong, but he doesn't tear us down. There are times when we need clarity in our lives, and he will be clear and strong, but it will be for our good. Not guilt-inducing or fear-inducing. So many of us are fearful and thinking that's the Lord. Well, fear is never a good long-term motivator. Now, there's certainly a place for fear in the natural realm and even in the supernatural realm. But remember, in your spirit, you are never fearful. So if there's a fear going on that keeps you from resting in God, that's something you want to talk to him about. Now there's, again, in the natural, there's things to be afraid of. And in the supernatural realm, the soulical realm, there's things to be afraid of. So we're not going to be stupid and think we can, you know, in the natural, jump off a building and think there aren't going to be consequences to that. And in the supernatural, we don't go before God without run ahead of him into situations thinking there are going to be consequences. Now, he knows about those situations as well. But what do we want? We want to, again, use this time we're here on this earth for its best benefit. But fear drains our strength. Fear robs us of our ability to hear him clearly. Fear leads to depression. Fear leads to guilt. Fear leads to making bad choices. And fear, this is something that we human beings wrestle with. So it's something, if you're experiencing fear, go to the Lord, learn how to be freed from him, from that fear directly. Especially if that's something that you struggle with in your life. That's something he wants to free you from. Not that you go to somebody else to be freed from it, but so that you can go to him. You can learn how to go to him and be free. So every circumstance and situation in our life we use to our great benefit. And this is why knowing God is a process. But we start to understand what our part is and then what his part is. At one time or another, we all probably fall into that trap of trying to take full responsibility for our relationship with God. But having a relationship with him is all his idea. He already has planned out every circumstance, every challenge and encouragement necessary to bring you and me into the full realization of experiencing eternal life in our whole being now. So the goal is lofty, that we would know him, spirit, soul, and body, now. And Jesus did it, so we can do it. It is possible on this earth. We don't have to wait till we die and to go to whatever's next. Then again, realizing, okay, that God's going to take care of all that, we may fall the other way into the idea that since God is in complete control and has every circumstance planned, that we can just lead back and let him do his thing. Instead, we need to come to a basic understanding that knowing God is a relationship, and like all relationships, it takes work. You know, we have all had give-and-take relationships where one person gives and the other person takes, and how difficult those relationships are. Well, God isn't going to let us be in that situation where he gives and we take. Because we are spirit beings and have his nature, he expects us to learn to live according to our spirit nature, which is to give. So over time, he teaches us to do both, to give and receive, to receive unconditionally and to give unconditionally. And that includes our relationship with him. So we are in cooperation with him in endeavoring to develop a relationship. God is not raising up slaves, sons, to rule and reign and fellowship with him. So part of our training as joint heirs with Christ will be to learn by experience how to cooperate with our older brother in every endeavor. How to live as a spirit being here on this earth. How to know him, how to know God on his terms. And we start with understanding by experience his sovereignty. Your spirit already has already experienced sovereignty. Now, a lot of times we're taught that sovereignty is God has all authority over everything except. And if there is an except, then God is not sovereign. And I would just say that he is sovereign. And in our belief system, for instance, very often in the evangelical belief system, the except is the will, the free will, that we can disobey God because God gave us a will to reject him. And I would just say that that's just not true. We don't have free will. We don't have a free soul. It's bound. It's wounded. It's not that powerful. Our will is not strong enough to keep God from doing what he wants to do. Starting with revealing himself. It's experiencing what God wants us to experience that changes us and frees us. His goal is not to free your will. That's a consequence. Freeing your will, freeing your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions, happens naturally over time as we spend time with him. So your will is becoming free. Lord is not a title, but a description of relationship. Lordship is not only an affirmation of what Jesus did at the cross, but agreement with him that at his resurrection and our acceptance of him as Savior, you and I, have given up the right to dictate our own destinies or act according to our past or even control our present. In other words, by saying God is sovereign and saying, Lord, we accept that you have re-spirited us, we subject our soul to that sovereignty. And we recognize that the process that's going on now is the modification, the freeing of our soul to be conformed to our spirit. Now, a lot of that just sounds theological. But what happens is over time, he starts putting his finger on things in our lives that we have been holding on to as a right, an entitlement, or a habit. And things that we've held on to, even attached to those areas of our lives that keep us from freedom or healing, change is hard. God knows that. But it's worth it if it's from him. So let him change you. Let him free you. By recognizing that your soul is wanting to recognize God's sovereignty. Because your soul still wants to be in control. When we speak of the sovereignty of God, we are speaking of his exclusive authority over our soul, over all of us, spirit, soul, and body. God is a jealous God. He does not delegate his sovereignty, his authority to anyone else. There are those he may set in positional authority, you know, physical, civilian, you know, civic, like your boss, the police. These have authority only in the natural realm. Then there are laws. There are natural laws and supernatural laws, and those have authority, but only in the realms that they exist. Natural laws occur, have authority over your natural body. Supernatural laws have authority over your soul, not your spirit. And when we really begin to experience his sovereignty, knowing him, the only spiritual authority in a believer's life is God himself. And he's not going to share that with you. God is not your co-pilot. He's your pilot. He didn't come to spend the night in your guest room. the throne room. He doesn't come to help. He comes to take over. So if you want to get along with God, if you want to cooperate with him, don't sit in his chair. And don't let anyone else sit in it either. Embrace his sovereignty in your life. Embrace his authority. Embrace the notion that for him to be sovereign in your life, your soul is going to have to give up its sovereignty. So we'll pick it up here next week. In the meantime, like I said, feel free to drop me a line. In the meantime, this has been Diane Thomas of Rainers Radio. Have a great night.